I don't think any of those guys would anyway. They're big buddies with him.
Yeah.
They're always glad to, and they idolize him. Just the fact that he thinks enough of them to want him there is probably...
enough to get them there.
Yeah, enough to get them there, if they possibly can.
Yeah.
I'd love to go out there for that 1 year.
Man, you got to go.
I know.
To this Saturday, you got to go.
Leave now.
It starts tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, leave now.
Well, I'll see you. I'll see you guys. Have fun.
But before you do, find girls.
God, that'd be cool.
Find the homeless guy with really the great cool. voice.
Ted Williams.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new show.
It's John Elway's. Go out there in KFNS. Let's see if we can find girls out there.
There is one. But I think she's pregnant.
Perfect.
The one that sits right here.
Really?
Is she pregnant? I only see her sitting down.
Take a picture. Take a picture. Send it to me.
She's cute.
There's another one in there that's kind of tall and skinny.
Ask her, say, hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
And rubber belly.
And mark that, by the way, when we have girls up.
Be sure you get it the hay on the front.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Just to get their
questions
attention.
Behind you.
Hey.
Right. Hey. Oh, that's going to be... that could be the greatest drop we've ever owned.
Oh, no. Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
You're just fat.
Are you fat?
Fat.
You look fat.
No way that's pregnant.
How many of his other drops start with the word hey?
All of them. Some attention getting phrase. There's a new show on Animal Planet called My Extreme Animal Phobia. And it's obviously about people who deal with a phobia to a certain animal.
Boom, boom.
Now, Danny, you have a cougar fear, don't you?
Boy, in more ways than one.
Anywho, I fear the cougar too.
Not me.
I know you don't, and I know there will be a time that I don't either. But I fear getting all mixed up with a coug.
See, we're the contemporary of the coug right now,
it's
Corby.
It's not that bad.
When you're your age, no.
No.
I know. I mean, I graduated from high school with them.
But
they drive me nuts.
What is your fear?
I don't know, man.
Mike's old enough to be a cougar's dad.
Right.
What is your fear?
They're looking
I'm here to help you through this.
They're just looking for, I don't know.
No, most of them aren't.
And they're all into Bon Jovi and stuff.
Oh, my God.
I can't handle that. You know? And they'll want to take me to Maroon 5, and I can't handle that at this point in my life. I have too many other things going on that are driving me crazy, so I'm going to avoid the coug.
Nothing wrong with Maroon 5.
No. Boy, you should have seen Mike last night. They played a Maroon 5 song in between innings out there.
I didn't even know what it was.
He was dancing his ass off.
I didn't even know what it was.
You really?
Yeah.
It was that hips like Jagger or something like that. And you were shaking beer was flying everywhere. And
that's
sparklers and Twizzlers and nipple tassels and
that's
everything
not
else.
True.
The hell it wasn't.
I didn't even know what it was until somebody told me the name of it, and I know they have a song called that.
It's Maroon 5!
Did he drop his pants and get the ding-dong helicopter going?
Yeah, it was too shriveled up in there.
All right, so anyway, my extreme animal phobia. They posted a clip online. And the clip they posted was, it's a guy, a black guy, who has a fear of dogs. And
rough.
This guy looks like Mike Tyson. So much so that he has the exact replica tattoo on his face. Swear to God,
really?
Dude, just go to animalplanet.com.
No.
It's all up there.
It's too much work.
He is tatted up everywhere. Sleeves, shoulders, forehead, everything. Earrings, I mean, piercings everywhere, and he has a fear of dogs.
Rough.
So they send him...
No, this is not heard of among black guys.
No. They send him to Golden Gate Park. He lives in San Francisco. And they bring up this puppy from the bottom of the park walking slowly towards him.
Mm-hmm. Bottom.
This puppy is...
Bottom.
It weighs probably 2 pounds. It's the cutest little thing you've ever seen. And listen to this guy flip out once the puppy makes eye contact with him. This is imagine Mike Tyson, okay? Imagine Mike Tyson, and here's his reaction.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, Marvin, stay with me.
This pit bull puppy comes around a corner. My heart, like, almost jumped out of my body.
Stay with me. You're okay. Stay with me. Let's do this together. You're good. You're in control. If you're backing up, you're running from your fear. We'll let the dog get closer to you, but I don't want you to back up. This dog represents 40 years of being in pain. So can I let the dog come closer?
Little bit.
Okay?
Little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, you tell just her a minute. Stop. I'm going to let you tell her, okay?
Listen to the moaning.
Good. Okay. Do not look away from the dog, okay? Go ahead and come a little bit closer.
Listen.
Okay. Think of your family who is not going to want you to suffer. I think you should pet the dog.
He bends down to pet it, and...
See, no, he's looking at me. No.
Marvin, come on, Marvin. Ooh. Think of your girls. Think of your girls.
Why?
Think of your girls.
I'm a coward.
You're not a coward.
He starts crying.
Get that puppy away from me. Elizabeth!
It's a cross between Fred Sanford calling for Elizabeth and...
Rochester.
And what's the guy's name? Rochester, putting pies in the oven.
Wait a minute. Get that dog away from me. Right now. Get out of that doggy. Okay.
So that should be good times. Mike Tyson's fear of tiny animals.
It's not his. He's not on there.
Whatever.
Time for a break!
All right, we're being told we have to go. Oh... Oh, yeah, I don't have time for it. Sorry, I had a Kardashian story, but we'll have to save that for
man.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta go.
All right, 4:55 here on the ticket.